This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell.
Hi, and good morning, everyone. I am Freddie Bell with you on New Beginnings. So glad that you spend your morning with us. And right now, we'd like to bring on the co-host of New Beginnings. This man turns candidates into contenders. He has a company entitled Ripple Connects. If you'd like to reach out to Joe McKenzie, our co-host on the program, is rippleconnects.com, 763-438-1621. Joe McKenzie, good morning and welcome.
Thank you, Freddie Bell. Good morning to you. How are you doing today?
Unbelievable. And I'm excited about this week because you're talking about focusing on what we can control in regards to our career. And I think that is so vital in today's society, not only focusing on just career, but in every area of your life. But we'll focus just on career. And I'm wondering, in your opinion, Joe McKenzie, why should an individual try to focus on what they can control in regards to their own career path?
Often it seems like there's so much out of your control that that becomes what's top of mind. And we start to lose our focus on what areas of our career that we can focus on. And there's a number of different ways we can do that. But I to answer your question, Freddie, there's so much that seems like it's out of our control. In this world, we don't know when there's going to be a merger taking place. We don't know when, you know, someone's going to retire or what have you. I think it just a topic like this, someone should be saying, okay, what can I focus on that in my areas of my career that I can? And that's why I dedicate segments like this, because someone's hearing us, Freddie, and they say, you know what? I just got news that this in my company, this is changing and I didn't see it coming. Mm-hmm. And now that person is worried or becoming focused on something they don't really have much control over the outcome. And I want to help that person, but I also want to help the person that is not focusing or even thinking about what they can control in their life and or in their career.
What do you say to that job contender who says, you know, that's easier said than done, Mr. McKenzie, because things are changing all around me and it seems to be impacting me or soon will. So how can I focus on what I can control when all this other noise, so to speak, is happening?
It certainly at times feels like there's so much being thrown at you that I think for someone that's in a position where that's happening, just, you know, carve out what you can. And even if it's, you know, if there's something happening at work that's in an industry-wide type of or a company-wide type of situation, you can control the conversations you have with people. You can look into other opportunities for professional growth. You can, you know, anticipate things better when you're focusing versus being reactive. So, yes, I've been there, okay? In the course of 5 years, I was in a position where I was on the outside looking in. And I realized only when I became the pilot in command of my own career that I could control how high I flew or when I was going to land or where I was going to land or how I was going to get through that turbulence. And I think everybody just has to be aware that there is areas, even when it seems like so much is out of your control.
Interesting, everyone. We're talking with Joe McKenzie. He's asking us to focus on what we could control in regards to our career. Just another companion question to that. You've got baby boomers, you have millennials listening to you this morning, Joe McKenzie, and one person may right now be experiencing a situation where they're in between opportunities. How can that person focus?
Knowing that when you focus, you become more intentional. And when you become more intentional and you can get some traction. Often, just that first feeling of traction moving forward on something that you've initiated is enough for you to see that hey, this is going to work. Or I actually feel more empowered in regards to my career versus waiting for news. I'm going to make something happen. And I think that is a mindset in someone's in transition that now you look forward to that traction you created. And now you feel that energy that you want to keep this momentum going. And I think it's taking those early steps. I really do, Freddie. It's just like anything, you know, the first time that you tried to do anything, those first couple steps are tentative. Well, get through those tentative steps and see what you can, you know, move and get traction on. And that's what I would encourage people in transition. Don't wait for someone to call.
Mm-hmm.
Call somebody. If you don't think you're being noticed, then market yourself. If you don't feel like you have the right certifications on your resume, research where those certifications could be found and what you could go after. That is the pivot right there, Freddie.
So talk about, Joe McKenzie, what happens when you do make that pivot, when you spend more time focusing on the things that are within your grasp that you can really sink your teeth into.
I really do feel you get empowered to think of yourself as, okay, I'm in transition. I was an employee at the ABC company, and I'm targeting these companies. You really get this feeling that it's yourself incorporated, and that's a powerful feeling. One of my mentors just recently wrote a book, and he Kevin Leonard, and he talks about being self-incorporated, and you go through your life, you know, realizing that, then you feel that empowerment to go after what you want. And I think that's what has to take place for someone to adopt this type of job search. And I've seen it time and time again where the people that are more focusing on what they can control versus, well, this person's not calling me back and they're not acknowledging my voicemail. I'm not having a lot of success in this industry. Well, let's figure out why. Let's take those intentional steps and focus on what we can control. And you do feel that rush of, okay, now I'm in control. Now I'm a pilot in command of my own career. It only takes a few steps, Freddie, before you feel that versus, well, no one called me today. Still pretty quiet around here. No one acknowledged my email.
Mm-hmm.
So I, to answer your question, that's those early steps is what's going to get that energy level up, because that's what you set out to do.
Rather than letting things just happen. So, Joe, can you share some insights on with our audience this morning on for those who want to begin to focus on what they can control in their careers, what can they do right now?
Well, this weekend, you know, we've got a cold January weekend. Why not look at your LinkedIn profile and see what you could upgrade in regards to, you know, what you have on there? Why not look at some of the areas, the educational opportunities for that's those types of certifications? Where can I, you know, make myself more marketable? Maybe I should look at reconnecting with that person that I helped in job transition a few years back. Those are all things that are in a control. I don't pretend to think that anything's 100%, but I can guarantee you, Freddie, without taking one step, there's 0% chance that some of those things are going to happen. So I would leave it at that, because nothing's 100%. Believe me, I've failed at trying to get a hold of people, but it only takes one person before you start feeling that empowerment and that traction in regards to your career.
Exactly. There's a lot of power in focus. And I know I spent a lot of time in focusing on the things that we can control. And Joe McKenzie, yes. You do a lot of good work. Folks, he turns candidates into contenders. We've been collaborating for the last few years, helping people to turn their careers around. It's Joe McKenzie. You can find him at RippleConnects.com. He's a co-host on New Beginnings. Let me share the number with you one more time. It's 763-438-1621. And Joe, I always like saying this, and we'll say it in 2020. You do some fine work at Ripple Connects.
Yes, we do, Freddie Bell. We turn candidates into contenders
in 2020. And New Beginnings continues right now.
RippleConnects.com, connecting you to your better future. Hi, I'm Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects and trainer of Ripple Effect Networking. Establishing and maintaining a strong professional network is critical to you and your organization's success. My techniques will help you stand out so you can create new sales opportunities, develop and sustain meaningful connections, grow your franchise or small business. If you want to schedule Joe McKenzie to speak to your organization, email me, joe.mckenzie@rippleconnects.com. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
Sister Spokesman.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
You're listening to New Beginnings on AM 950. And I want to continue right here and give you some information about AARP. There's always more to discover with your AARP membership. You have access to a wide variety of carefully chosen discounts, information, and services, and an advocate for important issues like Medicare and Social Security. Here are just some of the other member benefits from AARP. Insurance, access to auto, dental, home, life, vision, and other quality coverage for your health needs from top companies, including the AARP Dental Insurance Plan administered by Delta Dental Insurance Company. How about family caregiving? We talked about that earlier. Care guides, simple checklists, support options, and other free resources designed to help you care for your loved ones, all available online through AARP family caregiving sites. And also health and wellness, brain health tips, online tools, savings for eye exams and eyewear, and a free annual hearing test by phone. You also can get work and jobs, resources to help you find a second career or part-time work, plus access to the AARP job board, a job search tool for workers who are 50 years old and over. I know you love to travel. Vacation ideas for every budget and discounts on hotels and car rentals, flights from British Airways, vacation packages, and more. And of course, finances. You can find online calculators to help you manage your finances, access to money management tips, and more. Explore all of your benefits with the easy-to-use enhanced destination. That's AARP.org/benefits. You can download their free app right now for your digital membership card, daily news, local events, and benefits in your area. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
Are you thinking about buying or selling a house or just want to know what might be going on with one of your biggest investments? Then why not become a house geek? Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwell with Bricks Real Estate and host of the Twin Cities Real Estate Show here on this station with your Market Minute. 4.17 is the average number of showings per week per listing in the median sale price range here in the Twin Cities. This is an early jump up and is a key indicator of demand in the marketplace. The median sale price is also up 8.4% over the same time last year, which is at about $280,000. The 30-year conventional interest rate is around 3.72%. This is up slightly over last week. So what does this mean for sellers? The spring market is upon us. Yes, the spring market. It is saying that if you wait to list until it is green, you are going to miss out on some green. For buyers, the inventory of homes will start to rise, but so will the competition and therefore the prices. Are you thinking about making a move? Then check us out online anytime at housegeeks.com.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Please welcome an individual who is helping people all across the country. He's been doing it for a number of years. He is the author of the book, A Setback is a Setup for a Comeback. Please welcome the motivational speaker, inspirational speaker of the year. So says the Toastmasters International, Dr. Willie Jolly. Good morning.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, my friend Freddie Bell. You know I have only just a minute, only 60 seconds in it, forced upon me, can't refuse it, didn't seek it, didn't choose it, but it's up to me to use it. I must suffer if I lose it, give account if I abuse it. Just a tiny little minute, but my eternities are wrapped up in it. Good morning to everybody there in Minnesota, and I'm grateful to be on with you.
So happy that you're with
you
us.
You know, I've been to Minnesota before. You know that, because you can tell. Oofta, come on, baby. Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Good morning. You're setting us up for in a great way for the brand new year. I noticed I get your information online all the time, and I read between the lines. Are you also saying that New Year's resolutions are kind of passe as you start the New Year?
I'm saying more than that. Don't do them. Throw them away. Don't even consider them because they don't work. Less than 6% of those who make New Year's resolutions achieve what they resolved to do or they said they were going to do. But over 90% of those who set goals hit them. Might not hit them in the time they planned, but they will hit them if they are focused and stay on them. So I tell people, don't even do that New Year. It's like cotton candy. You know, everybody like cotton candy.
Right.
Tastes good for a few minutes, but then an hour later, it's nothing. It's gone. Same with resolution. They feel good at the beginning of the year. By the end of January and the first week of February, you forgot what they are. So don't even take time to do it.
Everybody, we're talking with the number one motivational, inspirational speaker of the year, Mr. Willie Jolly. We're talking about trying to get you launched into this new decade in the right way. And so resolutions are not the way. What is the way?
The way to do it is goals. Now, let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
If I gave everybody who's listening a baseball and told them to hit a wall within 15 feet of wherever they're standing, could you hit it? Of course. Absolutely. Now, let's say I gave you that baseball one more time. I also this time put a blindfold around your eyes, and I turned you around 10, 10, 10, 10, 10 times or 12 times or 15 times till you didn't know where you were in the room. Is it still easy to hit that same wall? No, because you can't hit what you can't see. You cannot hit what you don't know. So if you don't know what your goals are, you just kind of wander through life, kind of bumping into stuff by accident. Oh, some of it's good, but some of it's not. But if you have a goal, a destination, a clear and clarity in your focus, then you start to hit more goals. No Super Bowl was won by some team who said, okay, folks, this year we're going to make a resolution to have a champion year. No, they set a goal. And now many times they don't make it. You know, every year 32 teams set out to win the Super Bowl. Only one wins it. But that I told you, it's not that you can't hit the goal. It's sometimes in time frame. So they might not get it this year. They get it next year. They keep setting a new goal. So I'm encouraging you to set goals. We did our annual goal setting seminar a couple weeks ago. It was so well received from people around the country because we did the first time ever we did a simulcast. Not only did we do it live with people who came from all over the country for this live presentation, but we had so many who said, I can't make it, I can't get a flight or whatever. So we simulcast it and now we're re-airing it for all those who might not have been there. If you go to willyjolly.com/win, willyjolly.com/win, because we We want people to win this year. Win with Willie. Come on. Now, here's what I want you to think about. Think about this, Freddie.
Yes, sir.
There are five ways of thinking in terms of your economic status in America. They're the indigent. The indigent think day to day. How can I get enough food for the day? They have a sign on the corner that says, can you give me enough food for the day? And is there a shelter I can get in tonight? They think that way every day because they are 30, they're day-to-day, 24-hour thinkers.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got the poor who think month to month. Did I get my welfare check? Did I get my food stamps? Because I got to have that on this day or I'm going to not make it. Then you got the middle class. The middle class tend to think year to year. Am I going to get a cost of living raise this year? Am I going to make more money this year than I made last year? The rich think decade to decade.
Uh-huh.
And then the uber wealthy think generation to generation.
Look out.
To generation. So here's what I'm encouraging people to do. I'm trying to get those who are indigent just to get to 30 days. Just to get to 30-day thinking. If I can get the 30-day thinking people to get to year, okay? If I can get them year, that's good. If I can get the people who are thinking year to year presently to think decade, and if I can get those decade thinkers, already decade thinkers, to think generationally, we didn't have a good year. So I'm encouraging wherever you are, take it to the next level right now. And I'm thinking right now, I set my goals. You know, I had to set my goals from year to year where I had been setting goals every year to this year. I set my goals. My family said, I go where we want to be on December 31st, 2029. That's what I want you to think about.
Look at that.
I want you to think of that way. That's how, because that's going to make you have a great year. And one more thing I'm doing, Freddie.
Yes, sir.
I'm doing a video saying to people, here's where I'm going to be by 2029. And then I'm going to put it in a little case. I will put it somewhere and say, I'm putting a note on it. Here's the video I want to play on December 31st, 2029, to see how much I have been able to have a great future. Now, let me say this again. One more thing.
Yes, sir.
The best way to predict the future is to create the future. Come on, somebody. Best way to predict it is to create it. Set a goal and go to work. It's going to take work.
Well, we're ready to go to work. How can we get more information about these fantastic ideas and really changing the course of our lives?
Yes, willyjolly.com/win to get that goal seminar. And then wjspeaks.com/gift. wjspeaks.com/gift to get a free gift from me. Some ebooks, some audio, some videos. We want to pour into people, inspire people, and help people to have greater success this year, this decade, and this lifetime. Mm-hmm. It's time to go big now. So wjspeaks.com/gift. And for the goal setting seminar, go to willyjolly.com/win. W-I-N. And Willie Jolly on Twitter, Willie.Jolly on Facebook, and The Real Willie Jolly on Instagram. Come on, somebody.
I'm on with it.
Willie,
I'm hoping to get out there to Minnesota to hang out with y'all.
You got to. You opened the show by talking about only having 60 seconds. That's about where we are right now. But tell us really quickly how you got into this business more than 20 years ago.
You know, I was a nightclub singer, and I can do it in 60 seconds. I was a nightclub singer who got fired and replaced by a karaoke machine and made a decision I was going to not ever let anybody else determine my destiny. I took a job with the school system, started speaking to little kids about staying away from drugs. From there, it got invited to all over the country, and then Les Brown heard about me, invited me to be on a tour with him and Gladys Knight, and that exposed me to radio and television, and then in 1999, I was named one of the top five speakers in the world, and then in 2005 inducted in the Speaker Hall of Fame because I had a setback. A setback is a setup for a comeback. Turn your setbacks into comebacks, and then turn those comebacks into greenbacks.
Oh.
Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Willie Jolly, I can't thank you enough for being with us. You've been a friend.
You know, Freddie Bell, you've
years.
Been my friend for about 20 years, and I'm grateful for you. And grateful for all you do. And I want everybody who's listening to make a challenge to listen to Freddie Bell's show for the next month every day and look how you'll be better in 30 days.
All right.
Look at you.
Come on.
Shoot, I'm going to listen now.
Right.
Willie Jolly, thank you so much. I can't tell you how much we appreciate you sharing some good nuggets for us to start off this decade. And I can't wait to have you back on again in 2029 to talk about how far we've come.
You better believe it. You better believe it. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Willie.
God bless y'all.
And our program continues right now.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
I'm attorney Rachel Schroman of Schroman Law, and I've got you covered. I provide trusted legal advice in wills and trusts, supplemental and special needs trusts, powers of attorney, health care directives, probate, financing long-term care, medical assistance planning, and prenuptial and postnuptial agreements. These are areas of law that are intensely personal in nature, and I don't take the responsibility of providing counsel around such issues lightly. Learn more at schromanlaw.com. That's schromenlaw.com.
Come experience Nightingale at 26th and Lindale in Minneapolis for mulled wine and delicious signature dishes from Chef Carrie and her team. Nightingale is perfect for special occasions with extensive wine, beer, and cocktail selections, along with their dedication to great service. Open every day till 2 a.m. with a full menu served until 1 a.m. and two award-winning happy hours daily. Plus, there's a weekend brunch at 10 a.m. Find more at nightingalempls.com.
With your AM950 weather, I'm Sam Turnberg. Today's going to be cloudy, the high near 31. Tonight's cloudy, the low around 18. Tomorrow, still cloudy, with a high near 29. Monday, also cloudy, with a high near 32. And Tuesday, it stays cloudy, with a high near 29. The Eat Local Minnesota Restaurant of the Week is Hazel's Northeast. For classically inspired, creatively prepared comfort food, come try their Hazel's Reuben or the Wild Mushroom Ravioli at 29th and Johnson in Northeast Minneapolis. More info at eatlocalminnesota.com.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
This is New Beginnings. Good morning, everyone. Good morning to you. And right now is my pleasure to bring to you Kelly Von Heidekamp. She is the founder of West Metro Hypnosis, helping a lot of people in our community, 952-222-3975. And you can find her online at westmetrohypnosis.com. Kelly, it's such a pleasure. I was just thinking about how long we've been talking and helping people, and I've lost count of the weeks and even the years. But, you know, I wonder if that's a function of my intellect or is it a function of my intelligence?
Oh, you know what? I'm going to go with function of intelligence, because when we're helping people like you and I do, Freddie, and this wonderful program that you offer, we don't have to sit here and dissect it and diagnose it. We just know that it's out there doing the work it needs to do. And that's one of the, that's just wonderful that we can get lost in the work and not have to get it caught up in the minutes and the days and the years even. So it's really a fascinating thing. And I did want to talk about intelligence versus intellect. And I'm reading a book called Creativity, Unleashing the Forces Within right now. And the person who wrote this, it's by Osho. And he writes, to bring intelligence into activity, you don't need more information. You need more meditation. You need to become more silent. You need to become more thoughtless. You need to become less mind and more heart. And I thought that was such an interesting way to sort of define the difference between intelligence and intellect. That intellect is a function of the mind and intelligence is a function of the heart.
I
And intellect can sometimes feel, can go overboard into mind chatter, but intelligence, we all have it. And it's a feeling. It's a life force within us that maybe even if we don't have the information we need right now, that we still have the intelligence, the ability, the capability of having that, the information that is necessary for us to move forward can be downloaded, can be learned, can be discovered, can be investigated. And this idea that every single living being out there breathes and has intelligence with it. And intellect is, I would say, probably a human function, even something that we get out of books. And, but it doesn't necessarily reflect in how we show up in our lives. Is this making sense to you?
Yes, I can still remember a spiritual teacher saying, he's asked a question and I answered the question. And he goes, that comes from your intellect. Tell me what your heart says. And that's what I feel you're telling us this morning.
That's exactly what I'm telling. That's exactly. I mean, you just brought it all together in a nutshell. So for this coming year, I would challenge people to allow themselves to get quiet and really start listening to the intelligence of their heart, especially in those moments when the mind is just chasing itself around. It's a moment to get quiet and really listen into your own internal intelligence, which you have at all times.
So in other words, be still and listen to your heart.
Yes, absolutely. Words from the wise, Freddie. Words from the wise.
And she is wise. That's Kelly Von Hanekoff of West Metro Hypnosis, westmetrohypnosis.com, 952-222-3975. And this is New Beginnings.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't, you can't, you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to New Beginnings, a pointed listening each and every weekend right here on your favorite radio station. Also, as often as we can, we want to give you information about possible scams. There are changes in Social Security and changes in Social Security cost of living benefits that went into effect January 1st can open the window to a new round of scams. The Social Security imposter scams will use this as an opportunity to confuse us with messages about our accounts. It's important to remember that the Social Security Administration will not call you to demand payment with prepaid gift cards or cash. Those scams rocketed to new highs last year, and the Social Security Administration is receiving more than 450,000 imposter complaints during the fiscal year that ended September 30th. That's up 15,000 from the previous year. Under this scam, criminals mislead victims into making cash or gift card payments or even sending money by wire to avoid a phony threat to shut down their Social Security account. Beware, be watchful, and don't let the scams get to you. As we go into the new year, there are new things that are happening that could impact you directly. A few of those involve dozens of new state laws that went into effect across the country on the first day of January. Many issues involving caregiving and elder abuse. Here's a sample of some of those. In Washington, more older residents are eligible for property tax relief as the threshold for relief rises based on median county income. Right here in Minnesota, there's a new law requiring assisted living facilities to be licensed and sets minimum standards for safety, staffing, training, and protections for people with dementia. Going out to Nevada, employers in the private sector with 50 or more employees are now required to provide up to 40 hours a year of paid leave that can be used for caregiving. In Arizona, under a new $1 million pilot program, family caregivers may apply for reimbursement of up to $1,000 for home modifications and assistive technology. In Mississippi, court-appointed guardians may now represent at-risk adults who can no longer make decisions. And in Iowa, guardianship and conservator laws were updated to better protect Iowa's most vulnerable residents. That's what the new year is bringing. And as you look at Medicare, we've talked a lot about Medicare and the new pricing for 2020 that went into effect on the first day of the year. You'll also find that if you're on Medicare or if you have a family member who is Medicare eligible, these users may find that the prices for some of the drugs that they buy are different from what they saw on the Medicare website when they signed up during open enrollment. Consumer advocates say that some information on the website shows conflicting prices and lists of drugs covered by Medicare Part D and Advantage plans. Those inconsistencies may have led some people to pick plans that don't meet their medical and financial needs, according to the advocates. The Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services say beneficiaries may call this number, and we'll give you a chance to pull out a pencil or a pen. You can call this number 1-800-MEDICARE. In other words, 1-800-633-4227. That's 1-800-633-4227. 1-800-633-4227. You can call that number anytime during the year and ask for a special enrollment period to change plans if they believe or if you believe that you've made a wrong choice in plans because of inaccurate or what you believe is misleading information. And I have some information this morning regarding brain health. There are statins that are taken by more than 30 million Americans, and they're designed to reduce levels of what is called bad cholesterol, and it may slow cognitive decline in certain people, according to the researchers. An Australian study followed more than 1,000 people, 70 and older, some of whom were taking statins over 6 years. At the end of that study, the researchers found that there was no overall difference in the rate of memory decline or cognitive ability between those who used those statins and those who did not. However, they did see a slower decline in brain function among statin users with heart disease and diabetes compared to non-users of statins. The results were published in the Journal of American College and Cardiology. And now let's shift our focus a bit to ageism in the workplace. There are those of you who are beyond the age of 50 years old in the workplace. And as a matter of fact, the reports show that about 35% of the United States population is now age 50 or older. However, in 2018, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, the nation's workforce watchdog, issued a report, a damning special report, on age discrimination against older Americans. It concludes that even though 50 years have passed since Congress outlawed the practice, age discrimination remains a significant and costly problem for workers, their families, and our economy. Victoria Lipnick, the EEOC's acting chairman at that time, went so far as to compare it to harassment. Everyone knows it happens every day to workers in all kinds of jobs, she says, but few people speak up. She says it's an open secret. There is also a survey issued that same year that says about 3 in 5 older workers have seen or experienced age discrimination in the workplace. And I'm wondering about our listeners. You can let me know by just emailing freddie@freddiebell.com. 76% of these workers see age discrimination as a hurdle to finding a new job. Another report found that more than half of older workers are prematurely pushed out of jobs, and 90% never earn as much again. It's interesting to note that most companies don't seem to understand that older workers possess a depth of skills and knowledge that's worth paying for. People walk out of companies now with an enormous amount of intellectual property in their heads that, according to Joe McKenzie, our career expert on New Beginnings, and they have information that they know things that are essential to the company's success. And if that knowledge is not captured, that company could stand to lose a tremendous chunk of capital. I'm wondering, how did America get to this point? How did these businesses get to where they are now? And how can widespread discrimination like that be combated? The short answer is, it's difficult. The experts tell us that age discrimination is so pervasive that people don't even recognize that it's illegal. Like other biases and discriminatory practices, ageism takes many forms. In the workplace, it appears in three main ways. Number one, recruitment and hiring, when younger applicants are shown favor simply due to their age. Secondly, it shows up as on-the-job bias, when older workers get fewer training opportunities, promotions, or rewards, or are harassed. And then the third way is termination. That's when a company freshens, so to speak, its workforce or trims its budget by targeting senior employees. The report we're looking at goes on to say that between 1997 and 2018, about 423,000 U.S. workers filed age discrimination claims with the EEOC. That's roughly 19,000 per year and 22% of all workplace discrimination claims. Another survey finds that only 3% of older workers have ever made a formal complaint of age discrimination to a government agency or someone in the workplace. And there are probably hundreds of thousands more who simply accept that situation. There is a lot more to say about age discrimination in the workplace. I'll leave you with a couple of signs that you may have been targeted based on age. Here's what to look for. Coded comments. Question whether that remark that you heard about how you can't teach old dogs today's technology an innocent jab or not. Well, maybe. But when the company leaders refer to younger workers as energetic, fresh faces, and new blood while older workers are set in their ways, it can be an indication of a discriminatory mindset. Number two, different dealings. Are younger workers getting all the opportunities for training, promotions, or a juicy project? If older workers are raising their hands but always being passed over, it could be a sign of ageism. The same goes for buyouts that are only offered to older workers. And then finally, social segregation. Time with the bosses outside of the office can lead to better opportunities. If everyone but the older workers are invited to be part of a fantasy football league, for example, or happy hour, a culture of ageism may be to blame. We have a lot more about this, and we'll be talking more about ageism in the workplace on New Beginnings. You're listening to a program designed especially for you. It's called New Beginnings, and our program continues right now.
Says the spokesman.
Hey, ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
If you're ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. Visit RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. Go to RippleConnects.com.
Don't be surprised if you hear your name when you walk into St. Paul Corner Drug. Our experienced staff make getting to know you their top priority. Developing a trusting relationship with our patients is the first step in providing personalized care that achieves the best outcomes possible. Make certain all your providers know who you are and what your needs are. It is a vital step in your well-being. Stop by St. Paul Corner Drug today to start a relationship with a staff that cares. St. Paul Corner Drug, pharmacy the way it should be.
Tom Hartman here, letting you know how you can save money with All Energy Solar. One of the myths about solar is that it's too expensive and you need lots of money down. The truth? Solar is available for little or no money down. And if you have a great site for solar, you might even save money right away on a monthly basis. So don't wait to switch. You'll see your investment pay off the sooner you switch to All Energy Solar. So start saving today and visit allenergysolar.com.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
We now take you to Unity South Church, where the Reverend James Stacy is a senior minister. They invite you to join them at their weekly services, and there are two services on Sunday, one at 9 a.m., an interactive service, and a more traditional service at 10:30 a.m. The address is 7950 First Avenue South, Bloomington, Minnesota. We now share a lesson given by Marlene Qualley entitled, My Victorious Spirit, which is already in progress.
We can let the experience go. We can stop the rehearsing, the reliving it in our minds, and be grateful and trust that as we release it to the past, we will realize that we have gained some new or improved soul quality. Perhaps we have grown in compassion through the experience, in patience, in understanding, in wisdom, or in vulnerability, teachability, or openness to new possibilities. Richard Rohr, in his latest book, The Universal Christ, speaks of this spiritual practice of denial and affirmation this way. He uses the dramatic terms of death and life. He writes, death and life are two sides of the same coin. You cannot have one without the other. Each time you offer the surrender, the release, each time you trust the dying, the letting go, your faith is led to a deeper level, and you discover a larger self underneath. You decide not to push yourself to the front of the line, and something much better happens in the back of the line. You let go of your anger, and you find that you start feeling much happier. You surrender your need to control a partner, and finally, the relationship blossoms. Yet each time it is a choice, and each time it is a kind of dying to the past. As you are willing to do this work of release, you will make a grand discovery. Paula Darcy expresses it powerfully with this simple phrase, God comes to you disguised as your life. Did you hear that? God comes to you disguised as your life. It is only in your life and how you respond to it that you develop this sense of the presence, of the power, always with you, always guiding you, always wanting you to experience your highest good. But I want to stop for a moment and respond to something that I heard a person express in the early service today, because it caught me, caught my attention, and I realized it's a challenge, I believe, for all of us, but I know I've experienced it. And that is when we hear, let's say, positive, optimistic expressions. Oh, they go all the way back to the book of Genesis in the Hebrew Bible. You meant it for evil, but God meant it from good. That then every difficult experience, everything that we suffer in this life, there is good. We should look for it. Paul wrote in one of his many letters, in all things, give thanks. Now, I find that my mind gets a little sloppy when I hear those phrases and I begin to think, oh, okay. No matter how much I suffered, no matter how painful it was, no matter how damaging it is, I'm supposed to see it as good. I'm supposed to give thanks for it, or I'm not a good Unity student. No, I don't think that was the intention of the teaching, to declare the hurtful even abusive, hateful circumstance we might experience out in the world among other people and say, oh yes, that is good. Or Paul said, give thanks for everything. No, to the best of our understanding, he wrote, in all situations, give thanks. Unity says, in all situations, look for the good. That doesn't mean that we have to lie to ourselves and say, well, you know what my neighbor did? Wow, that hurt my feelings. Wow, he even slugged me. Wow, I guess I'm supposed to declare that as good. No, declaring it as good, looking for the good in it, seeing what is my lesson there, is my response to the circumstance. It's not calling that circumstance, why, that was wonderful, that was fun. When Jesus said, when someone strikes you, turn the other cheek. Hit me again! That wasn't the teaching. It was, turn the other cheek was an expression for shift your attention away from the situation. Whatever the difficulty, whatever the pain, whatever the suffering, you can, by your response to it and by your choice, build up what I referred to earlier as a new soul capacity, a new ability to be more compassionate, more forgiving. When my neighbor slugged me, I can choose, that's not the kind of neighbor I want to be, and make sure that I am not doing anything harmful or unpleasant to one of my other neighbors. We make a choice. What am I going to do with this experience? That is the significant difference. I'll repeat that line of Paula Darcy. God comes to you disguised as your life. You can find God in the circumstances of your life. And then we are given the free will. How am I going to respond to this? In equal measure, someone spits on me, I spit on them. The old tradition of an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. How often that has come down through time, through families, through communities, as feuds, as patterns of abuse that continue and continue until there is an individual or group of individuals who are willing to find the good in it, that is, find the change that they are going to make in the pattern, in the behavior.
You just heard a message coming from Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org.
Recently, someone said, you look really happy. What's up? I had to admit that I was feeling good. My job, friends, and spiritual life are all in tune. It's just so good when you find a place that helps you over the bumps in life. Affirms that you are a special person and that all you desire is waiting for you to claim it. A place where there's no blame, no shame, letting you just be you. Embracing, loving, empowering. That's Unity South Church, a non-denominational spiritual community for adults and children, located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. Come visit on Sundays at 9 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. Unity South.
Our
show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. This is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. Goodbye, everybody.